Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to the native village of Eyak. The village of Eyak is no longer populated, but the native village of Eyak in Cordova is a federally recognized tribe.
I'm LaRue Barnes, and I'm the Cultural Center Director and the Museum Director for the Native Village of Eyak. Our territory was a cultural crossroads, including four tribes, the Eyak people, Chugach, Alutiiq, Tlingit, and Athabaskan. And the traditional homeland is like the Copper River Delta, Prince William Sound, and Gulf Coast territory. People just became kind of integrated with the family, with the white people that were here. And then at one point, the land that was where there was an Eyak village along the lake, that land was sold by the person who was the chief at the time, and it was sold to a white person, and it became a trader court. At the museum here, we're putting together our story. We have a lot of artifacts that are from village members and other people in town that have donated. We have a sea lion vest that's on loan, a grass-covered bottle collection, and that was very much out of Katella, which is an archaeological site a little ways down the coast, but that was within our traditional homeland. We have living elders that were born there. But it's now just an archaeological site. Our culture is kind of, in a lot of ways, it's been on a revival. We have the Alaska Native Settlement Claims Act. It kind of redrew and confused some boundaries, but it helped other things. And then we have our own incorporation as a tribe. And I think in a lot of ways, there's been almost like a renaissance because we have our crafts. We have our history, and we have our artifacts coming back to us. And that's all brought Native pride back.
LaRue Barnes is the museum director for the Native Village of Eyak. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ed Schoenfeld, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Aaron Selvig.